Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In France, there's a debate over the constitutionality of a new anti-terrorism law. Critics there say it could lead to discrimination against the country's Muslim population. But President Emmanuel Macron says the new law will allow France to end a state of emergency imposed after the Bataclan concert hall massacre 2 years ago. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us from Paris with more now. And Eleanor, it's good to talk with you.
Thank you, Magna. Good to talk to you.
Well, first of all, tell us about this new law. What exactly does it do?
Well, you know, this new law is a bit controversial because what it does is it takes some of the emergency powers. Now, France has been in a state of emergency for 2 years, just came out, like power to the police, and it puts them into the permanent law. Like, for example, police can search and seize. They can go into houses. Under the emergency state, they could just go in and do it. Now they just have to get a judge to sign off on it. And civil rights activists say the judges are going to approve that and approve it automatically, and it's not going to stop them from doing that. People will be able to be held longer under terrorism charges, and it'll up surveillance activities. There's going to be passengerless on planes now, and religious sites will be able to authorities will be able to close religious sites if there's any suspicion of, you know, radical talk. Now, a lot of human rights activists say that this law is too authoritarian. It resembles the state of emergency too much and that doesn't guarantee civil rights. And I spoke with Yasser Louati. He's a lawyer fighting against discrimination and racism for the Justice and Liberties for All Committee. And this is how he feels about the law.
Yes, it has been lifted, but all of its measures have been passed into the common law. And when you add to it the laws allowing for mass surveillance and arbitrary arrests and the prosecution of people based on mere suspicion, you call that a police state. And therefore, France needs to stop lecturing other countries on human rights and civil liberties and look at its own dismantling of all of its, you know, founding principles.
So you can hear his alarm there, Eleanor. Are critics also concerned that French authorities may use these new powers to target certain groups? I mean, particularly Muslims.
Well, yes, they are. And Mr. Louati was worried about that because under the state of emergency, Muslims were targeted, you know, inordinately. And people say that's going to continue under this law. You know, there were so many house searches that took place in the middle of the night. And, you know, critics say that children were just, you know, gotten out of bed and just so shocked. And only a small percentage of those searches actually led to anything to do with terrorism. They say under this law, it will be too easy to continue like that. But, you know, I spoke with someone on the other end of the spectrum, another lawyer, and also he heads a think tank that advises the French government on homeland security. His name is Thibaut de Montbrial, and he says this new law has to be tough because things have dramatically changed in France.
How can a democracy defend itself? Our challenge now is that we are being attacked by people who are French. France has a long experience of fighting terrorism, but all the previous waves, tough ones happened in the 80s, in the 90s, were waves coming from abroad. And there were waves acted by dozens of people. Today's wave is a wave coming from inside, people who are French. And there are not dozens, there are thousands.
Well, I suppose we should remind people about that change that you mentioned, Eleanor, because, of course, it was in November 2015 that an awful terrorist rampage in France killed more than 100 people. And that was what caused the state of emergency. Now, during that time, Eleanor, I mean, what kind of hardships were imposed, if any, on French people?
Well, actually, polls that have been done showed that French people liked and felt more secure with the state of emergency. You know, it put 10,000 soldiers on French streets. So there were soldiers all around monuments like the Eiffel Tower and at train stations. But, you know, it was really tough on those soldiers and on the police who faced burnout. They never stopped working. And, you know, people even, you know, on both sides, they say you have to come out of a state of emergency. You cannot live permanently in a state of emergency. So even though, you know, terrorist plots were foiled, many people said that the state of emergency was not efficient. And so this law is supposed to replace it in a more efficient manner and just, you know, take everything down a level.
I see. And so President Macron saying that this is what allows France to exit the state of emergency. But does it? So I guess it seems like there's a point of agreement there that no one really thought that the country could stay in that state permanently.
That's the point of agreement. And there has been this long debate over, you know, how much of the law does it protect civil rights? You know, France is a country of, you know, guaranteeing, you know, human rights, civil rights. But you need to protect those, but you also have to protect citizens. And France did, you know, have two massive and very bad terrorist attacks in 2015. So this is sort of just a, you know, a compromise solution. And not everyone is happy with it, but that's what we're having today. And now it's a couple elements, and it still need to be reviewed by the French Constitutional Court. And that will be in the coming months.
That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley speaking to us from Paris. Eleanor, thank you so much.
Thank you, Magna.